what's right. Fight for your life.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Talking Pylons. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Napolitano. Let's swing it around the horn. We've got Mark Levesque. Mark the Truth, how you doing tonight, bud?
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing.
A pit chief right there.
And that voice down there you hear is from the other Mark, Mark the Baller Krasminski, a.k.a. the captain of one of your newest SHL teams. But we'll get to that later. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. I'm going good. We got just quick dedication. This one's for you, Dale. Dale Earnhardt, baby. Rest in peace.
Oh, okay. And as you can see, we have a very special guest, the other captain, new captain. He probably should have been a captain a much longer time ago, but he's always been the A and always been the bridesmaid and never the bride. But this year is going to be a little bit different. He's leading his team to the charge. Mike Cross, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Absolutely. Welcome back. You are actually our first repeat guest that we've had. I know we interviewed you last quarantine. It feels like forever ago. But boys, tonight we had a very important night. It was the 2021 Schaumburg Hockey League Stanley Cup Final Draft. And you guys picked a phenomenal set of players. Just jumping in right away. Mark, you want to tell everybody who your team name is?
We are. I've never heard of them. But you're New York Americans.
Very good, very good. And we'll get into goal horns in just a bit. They're not fully created yet, as these captains just picked their team names a little while ago. But as you can tell, this year we're going with the retro theme, or as Mark Levesque likes to call it, the vintage theme. And we had this idea way before the NHL did. So coming up with our other vintage team, Mike, you want to tell everybody who you picked?
We are the California Golden Seals. All right.
Very cool. Very cool. Mark, I had one question for you. Your first pick came to no surprise to anyone. Jason Clement, mini Sidney Crosby. He had 5 goals last game. Tell me a little bit about what you think Jason's going to bring to your team this year.
So like I said, I grew up playing with the kid, you know, since he was playing on rollerblades with brakes and we were all using plastic 2-piece sticks. So getting him first was big. Me and him have great chemistry, you know, out going out there, me, you know, a lot of his assists were to me, vice versa to him. I think he ended with, 3 assists, something like that, 3-4 assists. And, you know, I think I ended with 3-2. Most of them were to him. So I think our chemistry out there is from growing together. I think he's going to bring a lot to the table. You know, I think scoring wise, just that threat out there, you know, it's like, you know, having Sidney Crosby out there, you always got to keep an eye on him, which opens up the ice a little or the rink a little bit more for our other star, our other good players.
Yeah, just looking at Jason's stats from last year, it was the only game he had ever played in, but he did take the Stanley Cup home with you. He kind of played a little bit of center, left wing, and right wing. He finished with 6 goals, 2 assists, and a total of 8 points. Skill level, he's a 10. He's probably the best player in this league so far. Some new names on the table, though. However, we'll get to those in a little bit. Speed, he's a 9. And endurance, he was out there all game. And he really turned it on later on in the game, actually. So just an all-around epic performance in his rookie season from him. We do plan on getting him in the podcast in a little bit. But somebody we have had as a part of the podcast, who's actually supposed to be one of our producers, we've had him on for an interview episode, was one of Mike Cross's first picks, Matt D'Amelio, which the man's been a little bit away from the game for a while. So came as a little bit of a surprise that he got picked that early, especially because Mark wasn't looking to take him. But Mike, do you want to talk about your first 2 picks?
Yeah. So right off the bat, I was looking to take Jason with the first overall pick. There's probably no surprise there.
Lottery, baby.
Actually offered me earlier in the day a preemptive trade, a lot of assets for Jason. I turned down, but he ended up getting the first pick. I was actually almost looking forward to playing against Mike Napolitano for the first time ever this year. But after Jason was off the board, I had to make sure I still had a strong team. So I know I have good chemistry with Mike and Matt. We are going to resurrect the Triple M line, hopefully. So we should be able to produce some points with that.
Sounds good. Sounds very exciting. Not to toot my own horn or pump my own tires, I had 2 goals last year. I don't remember how many.
Wow, really? Way to toot your horn. 2 goals.
Yeah, two goals. Couldn't finish off the hat trick. The legs gave out, and I Charlie horsed badly. But Matt DeMille, a little bit of an underperforming year. He did score, which was better than 2019. He didn't get on the board when he was captain that first year. But he had a beautiful goal. It was a Connor McDavid-like goal. He just kind of raced up from end to end. But looking to bring him back into the league. Another name I wanted to point out on Mike's roster was Vinny Stellato, Vinny Sauce. As they like to call him. He is the owner and founder of the Hockey Sauce Kit. I know him personally. I've skated with him a couple of times. He's a new addition to the league this year. Mike, talk to me a little bit about picking him. What are you expecting from him?
Oh, well, boy, it'll just be great if he could show up. I know he's a new addition to the league, so having him on the ice or on the rink would definitely make an immediate impact. Obviously, as the founder of Hockey Sauce Kit, you got to recognize he's an immediate asset to whatever team he's playing for out there. And he knows his way around the ice. So hopefully that will lead to a good outcome this year.
Very well said. Now, Mark, going back to you, you picked a very similar team to last year, as did Mike, but I would say there's a lot more familiar faces on your team. Of course, you guys won the Stanley Cup last year. So, you know, as Mark, the truth said, as we were drafting, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But who do you expect to have an even better game this year? Or who do you think was it a little bit of a dark horse last year and got overlooked that you think is really going to pop out this year for the game?
So, I mean, pretty much anyone on this team could pop out. That's why I like it. You know, Tim had it. I think he had hat trick. Studs, they, you know, I told him to go play defense, and they played defense. I think this year you're going to see even better defense. We're going to really lock it down. But they, you know, I don't think it was a dark horse. Everyone last year played amazing hockey. So you can look at any one of those stats and just be like, damn, he played good. You watch the film, defense, stuff like that. I'm just really happy these new guys we picked up, these rookies, some of the rookies we got, I think they're going to be the guys to watch out for in this game.
Very well said. Mike, going back to you, like we said, your team looks very similar. However, a new goaltender on the market. I know you guys have never met him. His name's Charlie Borda. Arguably better than what we had last year in Joe, not to bash on Joe or anything. Joe is now on the New York Americans on Mark's team. So a little bit of a switch on the goalie market. But overall, just looking at this draft board, what do you think is your team's greatest strength and maybe greatest weakness? Especially maybe what has changed immensely from last year?
I think I play our greatest strength would definitely be the team chemistry. I know with Matt D'Amelio, Mike, myself, Nick Terranova, and we even snuck in Marco Gomez in one of those.
I would throw Johnny Aubert in the mix as well, too.
Yeah, Johnny Aubert, too.
We just had him on, too.
Our team chemistry is definitely going to be probably at an all-time high. I know the boys will definitely be buzzing on the bench and hopefully on the ice too. What was the other part of the question?
What do you think is our greatest weakness?
Not having Jason Clement.
Yeah, that's good. That's definitely going to hurt us. We're going to have to probably focus on our defense. We're going to have to learn how to
play defense.
Shut them out. Yep. We're probably going to be, hopefully, running sort of a box defense.
Box and one.
Yeah, maybe one guy running. We'll see what happens if we get a practice in or not. Who knows? Our greatest weakness is definitely defense.
That's good to know. I think another, probably not our strongest asset, but another thing to look forward to from this team is their quest for redemption this year. But you know, the team that did win last year looks very similar, as we said, on Mark's end, and they're going to be gunning for a repeat of the title. Mark, what do you think are your greatest strengths and maybe some of your weaknesses, maybe something that's a little different from last year?
So start with our strength, of course. You got the elephant in the room, Jason Clement. Honestly, I don't think Sid DeKay anymore. I think he's Connor McDavid. I think he's a young Connor McDavid. Another strength of ours, our captain, I think his, you know, his leadership out there. I think his leadership out there showed in the first game, it being his first year as a captain, really led his team to victory with only six guys. Strengths, attacking, keeping pressure on, scoring, defense could do a little better. Weaknesses. Next question.
I knew you were going to do that.
I can't.
I was either waiting for you to completely go silent or just to say none.
So I think, honestly, I don't think we have any weaknesses. I think we have some things to, you know, soften up a bit, you know, maybe because once we got rolling, we were rolling. But I think weaknesses, you know, might be our bench might not be there right now. It wasn't there last year, but I think if some guys show up, our bench might be our depth will be not a weakness, but something I'll work around as the greatest captain in SHL history.
I don't know about greatest. You're talking to one of the longest termed captains ever here. And I would say Mike deserves a shout out as one of the longest termed captains too, but he had the A for many years, mostly because he didn't know the players. And he told me, Mike, I don't really want to be a captain this year. I don't really know all the players as well as you do. And I said, but you've been in this league for so long, despite there being new faces last year, you just have the charisma to lead a team. Mike, what do you think is going to be your strengths as a captain? And what do you expect out of your players? What kind of leadership style are you bringing to the table?
Well, I think of anyone on the board this year, other than yourself, I've got the most experience in SHL Stanley Cup final games. I've got not only that, I've got the most wins. I think so, out of anyone on the board.
I believe so. I'd have to double check my stats.
Yeah. So we've got a winning mentality, you know, it's just, that's definitely my strength. I know what I have to do to win, and I'm going to make sure that my team follows suit.
I believe on the board, the only person who has as many cups as you, if not more, would be Marco Gomez, and has the same number as you, but that was because you guys were both on those same teams, and you have Marco Gomez once again. And then yes, me, but that's because I've been in the league since it was founded. Now, Mark, going to you, same question. What kind of leadership skills do you bring to the table, and what are you looking for out of your team?
You know, I think it shows last year, the leadership style. I'd be a coach player. Go out there. It's not a circus. I'm going to lay down what I want everyone to do, what I expect from everyone. Become as a team. Really talk as a team. It's a team game. See what everyone wants to do. Have players step up. But, you know, a lot of my players are, you know, Jason, Ethan, a lot of guys won last year with me. So they know, you know, we have our starting first lines back, and they know how to win. While we're 1-1 or under me, they know how to win. They know how they play. So, you know, you guys have more cups than us, which is not intimidating, but we're going for percentages here. And I like our chances here. We smell blood in the water from last year. Still, guys are still thirsty. I could speak for Jason here. He's ready to go out there. He said he's doubling his numbers. He said, I got to keep that 8 points a game, but he said, fuck it, I'm doubling it. So
very good to know.
I think we're going to put our foot on throats and just keep going with it. I think it's going to be a blood in the water mentality. It's going to be ruthless out there. It's going to be more physical too.
I can't wait. Well, I will be, as you all have seen after the post-production of this, the draft list will be right in front of you on the screen. Those players who have been drafted, you can see where you went. Fans, you could see what the teams look like and what to expect. And as you can see, it's still only February. I'm actually out on the ODR today, despite it being 40 degrees out. My ice stays frozen. You know how we do. Take no L's. It's still beautiful out here. I came out here without the skates on, but honestly, I don't think it's as slushy. I think I could probably skate a little bit out here. I don't know about stick handling, though. It might be a little slush. But you guys get to join me in the outdoor oasis over here, the Four Flags. You can't really see the lines because, I mean, obviously the camera's pointed up at me. But I think it's very fitting that the camera and the computer is propped up on the table that we usually present the cup on in the summer as a prelude to, you know, as an homage kind of to this draft talk. Mike, I know you have to go, but thank you so much for joining us tonight. We will definitely get you on hopefully before the game to preview it. As you're my captain this year, I want to say good luck to both of us, and especially you in your first endeavor with the C. And that's about it. We'll be running through a bunch of your teammates through as well. Before we lead up to the game weekly, you'll get a different interview from Talking Pylons to see who's who and get to know everybody as well. So, Mike, I know you got to go, but thanks for joining us.
I smell fear.
I wouldn't say coming. That. I would say maybe you should wash your clothes because it's probably coming off you, the fear. Other than that, good luck. Best of luck to you. May the better man win. A little virtual handshake here. Mike, thanks for having me. Both of Mark. Take care.
See you soon, buddy. We'll have to go out for drinks. Peace. That was Mike Cross, captain of your California Golden Seals this year. I was trying to be very unbiased because I'm supposed to be podcast host, but I am so pumped. Another thing is I was really hoping to be the California Golden Seals like forever. I did not bloody the waters and tell anybody that that was my intention. But the minute Mike Cross picked me, I was like, oh, please let us be somebody cool. I would have been cool with like the Atlanta Thrashers or even the Hartford Whalers. But these days I feel like the Whalers are kind of getting done to death. But there's plenty of options out there. And he took the right one. I'm very pleased to be a California Golden Seal. Now the New York Americans, I don't know if I like that name so much. I know it's classic, but I couldn't even tell you anybody who played for him. So
did you see that? I looked up their jerseys. They're pretty sick.
I'll throw up both California Golden Seals logo and New York Americans jerseys and logos for both teams in this podcast in the post-production. So like you fans will get to
they're see pretty them. Sick.
Or Mike Mark will just throw them. I mean, they're not that bad. I expect you guys to be like wearing straight up American flags on the.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's so easy. Red, white, and blue.
I do kind of envy that. Our colors are like a neon yellow.
A tealish.
Not teal, because teal is kind of like the San Jose Sharks, but it's like that yellowish green.
And then you have yellow in it, yeah.
Yellow and green. It's kind of like the old Minnesota North Stars colors, but not as Subway-ish as the retro Reavers jerseys that the Wild are wearing this year.
Oh wait, I totally forgot. Our team's going to be terrifying. Me and Jason already talked about everything we're doing for this game, and now we're the Americans. Oh, I'm talking. I don't know if I want to do a little spoilers, but just be ready for some war paint. Just be ready.
We'll deal with it. But that draft and this podcast itself, can't speak tonight, was brought to you by No Name Hockey Company. Are you tired of paying extra just to have the same stick as the duster on the bench next to you? Well, Mark and his dusters are. Well, now there's an easy and affordable way to customize your gear and make yourself stand out without sacrificing quality or technology in your sticks. In fact, No Name Hockey sticks are just as advanced as the other top of the line sticks, and they're at a fraction of the cost. They all have the same curves and flexes, as well as customizable grips and colors. The pinnacle of the No Name customization power is that they give you the option to make it yours by printing your name and number on the stick. I am an official No Name Hockey ambassador, and I'm always using my newest white and black taper, cane curve, 67 flex with traditional grip and sandpaper finish blade. The other day, I did hear it start to crack a little bit on the ice. I've been doing way too many Svechnikov moves, but you can do that with these sticks because that's how good they are. And ice season's coming to a close here in Chicago, even though it's still only the end of February, which is kind of heartbreaking. So I'm going to have to wrap the old wraparound on the end of the blade and start using it for roller when I can. This is my third stick, though, from No Name Hockey, and they just keep getting better with each stick. But don't just take my word for it. Get to nonamehockey.co and get your new twig today. You can also follow them on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @NoNameHockey. And No Name Hockey, respect all, fear no one, and make a name. As Mark Levesque does the ad read with me. Boys, shortened it up a little bit on the actual draft talk. We were going to do a little bit more, but Mike had to go. We'll be doing that hopefully in the coming weeks. We'll be definitely, like I said, getting people on that are on each team, getting a chance to interview them, get their take if they played in last year's game, talk to them about their performance there. I know there's a lot of them that we still have to get through. But we're going to put all that on the back burner because we have a lot of NHL to get through tonight. First and foremost, speaking of retro, speaking of old, speaking of the greats, did you guys see it was Jaromir Jagr's birthday and he had one of the greatest posts of all time? Was Mark the truth. All... You... What?
Was it in all Russian?
It wasn't all Russian, but luckily Instagram allows you to hit see translation and you could read it in English. Did either of you get a chance to see this?
No.
Let me.
What did he put it on?
What?
What did he post it on?
I believe it was on Instagram. Yeah, here, Jaromir Jagr.
Didn't even know he had an Instagram.
Here's the post.
I didn't know he could talk.
For any of you, you guys will be able to see this in the post production. I'll put it up on the screen. But for any of you that can't read, thank you for your wishes. Thank you for the small parties, and thank you for the surprise. I can't read either, so I guess I'm one of those clowns. She was not a stripper, as everyone expected, but she was a quantum physicist, Professor Jan Rock. And instead of the beauty of women's breasts, we talked about the beauty of the universe. Literally, this guy posted a picture with his wife, and I believe it was his birthday. Yeah, because he was turning 49 years. No, wait. Yeah, he was turning 49 years old. But he posted some pictures with his wife, and that was the caption he used, especially that last sentence. And instead of the beauty of women's breasts, we talked about the beauty of the universe. And he also threw in there, she was not a stripper as everyone expected. How do you feel about that?
Four letters, one word. G-O-A-T. First of all, I came to this country, what was that? Was it 18? 17, 18?
I believe so.
Right? Probably came to this country. Right, he was drafted. You know, you got some young Americans on there. First thing they do is go to a fucking strip club. You're not telling me he didn't bang strippers left and right, first of all.
He did. He's admitted bingo. That.
Well, bingo. Second of all, she can be a stripper or not. Right after that post, he probably just raw dogged it. So that's two for him.
Oh my God.
And third of nuclear physicists, so she definitely knows how to use something. She into freaky stuff. Like, I don't know any nuclear physicists, but I know they'd be freaky sometimes. So that's three for him. And you want me to keep going? He's not looking at women.
Keep going.
So he observe women's breasts, whatever. Yeah, because he's looking at the whole damn goddamn thing. She's butt ass naked. So that's fourth. Fourth, she probably was screaming something about nuclear physicists while he was hitting the blowing her fucking back out. Read between the lines here. He had intense sex with her. That's it.
Couple of interesting takes.
She's always dead.
Truthia, is there any way you could follow that?
Not this.
There's two ghosts.
No, fuck, it's hot in here.
People I idolize.
Fuck, it's hot in here.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Better say
Dale Earnhardt. Jaromir Jagr.
I would throw Tom Brady in there too.
No. Don't even put Tom Brady with Dale Earnhardt.
No Wayne Gretzky?
No.
What about Babe Ruth?
Hey. Oh, whoa. Hot dogs and cigarettes before and after and during the game.
Oh, man. He was like the original Phil Kessel. No, actually, it came out that Phil Kessel does not like hot dogs. He prefers hamburgers. But we're on the food topic. I don't know if either of you have gone to your grocery stores this week. You probably wouldn't have seen him because they, well, you work at a grocery store, but you also work at Talking Pylon. So we're not talking about that right now. We're only talking about the podcast. Your allegiance is with us. Stop it. Anyways, they probably weren't in your grocery stores, but out in Colorado, they released a cereal for $3.99. Pretty cheap. I'd buy. Called McKinnon Crunch. Now, we've had Keith Crunch here in Chicago, which was Duncan Keith. It was basically, what's Wheaties? The cereal with Tone? No, it should have been Wheaties.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, the one with the tiger on it. They're great. But McKinnon Crunch is basically that, but they branded it with Nathan McKinnon on there. Mark the Truth, we're going to go to you first so that we don't have to hear five different points about why this is the greatest thing ever. What did you think about this?
It's cereal. That the fuck?
Great analysis. Mark Krasminski, any thoughts, any suggestions?
I think it's the dumbest thing ever. I think the only athletes that should be on cereal boxes are on Wheaties, first of all. I mean, you could buy it as like a collector's item, but I don't think McKinnon's going to be that great. Well, you know what I like? Not like up there with the greatest, where you're going to want to save all his memorabilia. You know,
I mean, he kind of gets talked about in that 1-2 discussion with Crosby.
Like in the league, no, I'm not talking about in the league right now. I'm talking about overall
of all time.
Yeah. Like if you bought like if Ovi had one, I would buy it just to keep it forever because Ovi's, you know, one of the greatest. Same as the kid. But it comes down to the most important thing. I don't give a shit who the fuck you put on it. Is it good?
Probably got a lot of sugar in it.
It has to, because I know Frosted Flakes are good, and I've had Frosted Flakes that don't have sugar on them. Like the not the Wheaties. What if there's like a brand cereal or something? I wanted to repaint my walls. Let's just say it like that.
Let me hit you with this important question. What are you pouring in the bowl first? The bowl, the milk, or the cereal?
Why pour a bowl into a bowl first? And then
what?
And you said, what do you
just, okay. So there's a little backstory. That's kind of an inside joke. There was a Twitter poll that somebody posted and they said, what comes first? The cereal, the milk, or the bowl? And anybody who didn't pick the bowl, it's like, what are you doing? What are you pouring the cereal?
So the correct order is,
well, no, the correct answer is you open the cabinet for the bowl.
No, there's no bowl.
You're all wrong.
There's no bowl. This man's living in 2030.
No, there's no bowl. Just be a man, grab the box, open it, cereal, milk. What the fuck are you a bowl for? That means you have to do fucking dishes. Fucking communist.
Well, no, if you're going to be a man, why do you have cereal out? You take Folgers from a jar, put it on a spoon, and eat it.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
You mainline it.
And Mark the Truth, we're going to go to you for this next crucial question. What kind of milk are you putting in it? 2% chocolate, 1% low-fat skim.
Whatever puts in the fridge.
First of all, I'm going to say this. I've never seen someone put chocolate milk with cereal.
I don't think I've ever done it, but I feel like with Cocoa Puffs, it would be bomb. But then I also think it would be way too chocolatey. Would, though, because
when you have Cocoa Puffs,
you turn chocolate
or Cocoa Pebbles or whatever it is, the milk gets that flavor from the chocolate. I feel like if you mix that with regular chocolate milk, wouldn't have that same.
No,
it wouldn't be good.
You're right. Yeah, it already kind of turns the milk kind of chocolatey.
We might have to test that
for next podcast.
Going off topic here about breakfast. I remember when I was in college, I was in the cafeteria and I see a dude walk up. This happened twice with two different beverages. Guy had a glass of milk, and then guy had orange juice with ice in it. I evacuated everyone in there. Oh, everyone in the cafeteria, I evacuated. He's not safe. I'm like, there's something in his backpack. He's definitely ending it us all right now. He's about to say enough is enough.
If you put ice in your orange juice or your milk or really any juices, have you ever seen somebody with ice in apple juice? Like, listen, you need to be put in a mental asylum.
I was scared.
You belong at Rikers.
I was scared.
No.
I was so scared.
I don't blame you.
I thought that was it for me right there. I'm sitting there just drinking my water, my ice water. And he comes up. He's like, hey, guys. I heard him put his glass on. I heard so much ice. And I looked over. It was orange juice. Nope. I go.
Nope. I would have left right then and there. Nope. See ya. Bye. See ya.
I wanted to put him down right there like a broken horse.
You should have. I mean, otherwise he would have reached into his backpack and either pulled out more ice.
Any fucking listeners.
Or some heat.
If any of our listeners put ice in orange juice, I have one thing to say to you. Fuck you.
If any of our listeners put ice in milk or orange juice, like I said, any juice.
Wait.
I'm coming to your house.
If any of our listeners drink fucking milk. You need to be.
Yeah, wait, what? Wait, I drink.
I mean, milk. I don't really like milk.
Who willingly goes in the fridge? Like, you know what? I want a glass of milk.
With breakfast, cookies. It's nice.
With cookies, I drink.
That's different. That's with cookies.
I put milk in my hot chocolate. I don't use water.
Yes, but I'm saying if you willingly go in your fridge and like, oh, there's Coke, there's water, there's Gatorade, there's Powerade.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, first of all, I do it in the morning.
No,
because I'm not a psycho like you, Mark. I don't have a Coke in fucking 7 a.m. in the morning.
There's nothing in my fridge. Even if I were to go in there, there's nothing in there. So
there's two beverages I drink, Bush Latte and milk. So fuck you. Be a man.
How do you think we have water? I may build an entire rink out here, but when you turn our faucets on, water doesn't even come out. So I don't get to drink anything all day.
I'm going to start doing I'm like that thing from here only.
What?
I said, no wonder you smell like shit.
Yeah. Well, that's also because I don't shower. But that's not because we don't have water. That's because we also don't have soap.
No,
you could still heat up soap, but we don't have soap. What's
so if you drop a bar of soap on the floor, is the floor clean or is a bar of soap dirty?
I don't know. I hate that question.
What is it?
I don't know.
What is it? Tell me.
No, think about this. Why
he just ate his mic.
Yeah, we get what you're saying, bud.
Is he tweaking out or is that my Wi-Fi? Because
you're using the same toothbrush going in your mouth, but showered and wiped their ass.
Mark, we're losing you. It sounds like R2-D2 or no, what is the...
I got coyote and trash compactor.
I thought it was my Wi-Fi for a second, but I'm still doing good over here. Last time it was my Wi-Fi. Are we all on? I know we're already like halfway through the podcast, but are we all on gallery view?
Yeah.
Rather than speaker view, because I don't know why that did that last week, but
because you're a communist.
We're sorry, fans. We're sorry we weren't on gallery view and you couldn't see us all at one time because you know when somebody wasn't talking, they were still doing funny shit in the background, like Mark was just doing. So you kind of got gypped on that aspect, but despite his retro band Wi-Fi, Mark has some I keep using the word retro because I know it grinds his gears, but he's going to use the word vintage as he tells our fans about Slam Vintage.
Can you hear me? Am I good now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for the ad read, and then we'll make you may have bad Wi-Fi again.
Yeah, okay. Slam Vintage, same as always. He'll put the Depop and the Instagram in the page. Literally no one from here has messaged me. You guys are missing out on great deals to stand out. You know, you'll have the option to wear something no one else is going to have. And I cut out that middleman. You don't have to go look for it yourself. I already found it. All you got to do is scroll through the page, but boom, I want it. Simple as that.
Sounds very good. Hit up Slam Vintage. In the future, we can always get Mark's co-creator of Slam Vintage, Austin Sykes, on possibly. He might be your. Do you think he's worthy of being your co-commentator this year at the hockey game?
I don't know. He's got a big boy job now. So.
Could be. There's a couple of names in question. Some of your friends could join you up on the stand as a commentator. Though we never really got your perspective on these two teams. What do you expect from this year's game?
I'm gonna get sick of one team's goal horn for sure.
Which team would that be?
You can't get sick of.
I don't know. I feel like the teams are pretty much the same. So like, not that I expect the same where it's gonna be a blowout. I think you know your team with it being the same cast of people again almost, and his team being the same. I think it's gonna be a lot more competitive a game. You know, you guys got time to learn how people play, and you guys are gonna have a chip on your shoulder because you don't want to get blown out again.
That's very true. I think some of the most notable changes, though, not to be biased, but I think come on our side of the field because we're adding in Vinny Stellato. Well, we're adding in Alec Judah.
We have tendies.
We have – well, yeah, you do. Nothing against my friend Joe, but he didn't perform as stellar as he should have last year.
Well, you guys have terrible defense.
Hopefully you guys have tendies in net. I think we have a much better goalie going off that thought.
If he comes, he shows up.
He will. And hopefully we get Alec Judah. We have the referee from last year, Kyle, and I think he brings a different dynamic to the team that could always help. So I'm very excited. But like I said, we'll get off this draft topic and we'll move back into some NHL. We'll save the draft topic for each guest that we have on in the coming weeks. That was well brought up.
Mike.
Too bad you weren't.
The mic is right next to your face. You bumped right into it.
Yeah, you just...
You said
you went like this, but the mic was like still there. You should have gone like this, and then the mic. Like,
should have put the mic in your mouth.
This microphone is plugged into nothing.
Fuck you! Oh,
so you're just wearing it to look cool?
You look like a pit boss.
I have a plan. I have a plan as to why I put on the microphone.
Okay.
You do?
So
okay.
Next question.
Well, next one's not necessarily a question. We did want to get into the NHL has had a lot of trouble with the schedule this year. I would say more so than almost any other sport. Partially because I believe NHL games are so stacked up against each other. Although then again, MLB, they're playing every day. I think it becomes more of a problem when you have cases like this in hockey, however, because, you know, you're constantly making contact with other teams and COVID is such an issue. So the Dallas Stars had to get postponed for that at the start of the season. And a lot of those games are changed. However, Dallas also got postponed for another reason. And that was the 8 inches of snow that they got, which led to power outages. Yes, you heard me right, folks. 8 inches of snow in Dallas, Texas. So their arena, I hope, still has power because you got to have ice. You can't just let that melt into a pool. I believe they'll probably have generators. However, they did not feel it was safe for them to have games against the Lightning. So those games all got shifted around, which eventually shifted Carolina's schedule around, which eventually shifted the Blackhawks' schedule around, and it's basically affecting the entire Central Division. So, Mark Kuzminski, what is your take on this?
Hold on, I'm fact checking something right now.
Did I say something wrong?
So, no, not you, just mine. So, it's hard to feel for Texas right now. I mean, as a Chicagoan, it really shows how people. I mean, it's hard for us to fathom because we go through this winter every fucking year, but it's hard to fathom how they really don't know, because there was a report here. I'm gonna read it to you. Of this is in Texas, I think Texas. Women died. Women and child die of carbon monoxide poison in Texas after using running car to heat home. The woman and child died at home while the adult male and young boy were taken to the hospital. So it's a tough subject. You know, you don't want to make jokes about it, but this really shows you how they have no idea what they're doing. So, but I mean, it's one of those things where it's like,
I did see that.
You look at it and you really think about it, and you're like, it's like you feel bad, but at the same time, it's like, why? Like, this is, but it's I get it. It's tough times. You know, people are dying. There's like a boy who died of hypothermia. People are just so.
How cold is it there?
It's just.
Probably just as cold as it is here. I think they got up to the 40s now. I don't necessarily have their weather on tap, but I know it got cold enough where people's in-ground pools started freezing and they were able to skate on them.
It was like almost when it was here, like when it was in the single digits.
And for it to be able to, for like the Dude Perfect guys and some other people I saw took to the streets with actual ice skates on or to their backyard pools. And we're able to skate. So, I mean, you're talking even though that pool was probably drained a little bit for the winter. Because Dallas, when I was down in Dallas in this November of 2019, like it got cold, but cold was like 40 degrees. So it does get cooler, and they do have to do a lot of the same stuff that people do wherever you have in-ground pools is drain them a little bit. But for there to still be enough water in there and for it to still be able to freeze where you could skate on it, like they had to have had some cold temperatures for a while.
Well, you have to think with Texas, they don't really have plows like we do.
That's true too. And no salt systems.
Yeah, and I don't think they're on the national power grid. I think they're on their own. So when that went down, there was no way for other states or other places to send them power. So once they were out of power, that's it. They're done.
And they just from the ready. U.S. government, right?
Yeah, they just weren't ready for it.
It just goes to show you, you know, global warming's real, people.
Simulation is broken.
Simulation is broken. Well, this is also Dallas that wanted to secede from the U.S. and then all of a sudden they had to get all this help from the U.S. government. And it's like, oh, you're not crying about leaving our country now.
It's the one thing that could have made them look weak happened. One thing. This is the single-handedly one thing.
Why the simulation is broken.
They've been through hurricanes, tornadoes, everything. They get up, they're fine. That's it. This one thing, this one, you know, act of God, as they call it, or a glitch in the simulation. It destroyed them, and yes, it just
the government didn't want them to leave. So
it just makes you wonder, like, they really weren't ready for this.
There, some of the places that got snow down there are as far south as some places in Mexico, some places in like Arizona, Florida. Like, think about those places having snow. Like, if you've never been to Dallas or you don't know much about Texas in general,
I mean, there is snow in Arizona.
What's that?
There is snow in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's more like north. Especially near like the Grand Canyon, stuff like Phoenix. When I was there in the summer, the one year it was 120 degrees with, you know, it was a dry heat, as they say. So like, it didn't feel as bad, but it still felt like 100 degrees would here. But like, think about some place like that, like going from that range, going from like 120 to getting snow. Like, I don't think Phoenix is in our lifetime has ever gotten snow, but like, you know, we're talking places that are about as far south as that. And especially if you think about Florida, like places in Florida could get snow. But I mean, you're talking like down where my grandparents live in St. Pete, like, I don't think they're getting snow. And no. Let's hope that doesn't happen to them too, because that state would not be prepared for it either.
No.
But these cancellations have really hindered the NHL as far as rescheduling a lot of things. It did do us a service. The Dallas Stars did not have to wear their retro reverse jerseys, which are some of the ugliest jerseys ever. They should just stick with those neon glow in the dark ones. I like those a lot better. Yeah, but their retro reverse were bad. So we got saved from having to watch them in those. But these central standings are all messed up. But mark the truth, your Panthers are still sitting pretty up in those playoff spots. I believe as of tonight, they are still in first place, are they not?
Yes, they are. Yeah. But that doesn't matter, because I'll tell you what, there is one team that doesn't belong.
And it's not. Let them hear it. Go ahead.
The Blackhawks don't belong.
Well, I think we've been playing at a level where we can say we belong. So far. I know this team should not be where it is, but they've been giving – when you don't have as many stars out there, I mean, of course, you still have Kane. You still have DeBrincat. But, you know, they just lost Strom to concussion protocol. You're without Taves. You're without Doc. I don't know if you'd consider Nylander a star. He's kind of inconsistent. We're without him as well. Seabrook is slowing down, I know, but we're also without him. We're without an actual goaltender. I think Lankinen has done an okay job filling that spot. But there I go talking about the Hawks again. But we want to talk about the Panthers. How about from last week, that Huberdeau goal. That one was a beauty, Mark.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. And Driedger, who is, would you say he is technically Bobrovsky's backup? Or has he become a full-time starter role since Bobrovsky was injured? Or is it like a 1A, 1B type of situation?
I mean, I think right now they're just probably going to ride with him, give Bobrovsky time. Because, I mean, he's not ready to be that full-time starter.
Yeah. He made an outstanding save as well. And we'll post those videos here in the chat. So the Panthers are real, folks. You slept on them for a long time. A lot of you did. I still make fun of them having no fans, but they're one of the few stadiums that's open. So they got more fans and stands than most of the other teams this year. Yeah. So I would never, ever in a million years sleep on Quinville's coaching mentality. And when you have talent down there, you just need somebody to put it together. And I think that's what they're doing this year. So I'd be scared of them. I don't think they're a cup team just yet, but I could definitely see them making a halfway decent run through the playoffs. Mark Krasinski, you're shaking your head down there. What do you think?
So this is, I love the Panthers. I'll be honest. They're a good team to watch. Surprising playoff team. I think, I mean, they might, they get in on, you know, I guess like a first or second round exit. I think 7-game series. Hey, listen, I could be 100% wrong. I hope I am, that they can make a run. They can, but I just don't see. I see them being the hot boys. They're going to the playoffs, playing unreal regular season, unreal. And then they just get the boot. They just, the 7 games, they lose focus, and they lose one. It's two, three.
The only issue I have with logic is, everyone said that every time the Hawks went to the playoffs, like, oh, they're not going to win again. They're going to lose in the first round. And what happened? They went on to win the cup. And it was the same thing. They played hot in the regular season, and then they just carried that momentum.
I don't know if you could say that about the 2010 team or the 2013 team. I don't remember that being a topic of discussion. The 2015 team, definitely, they had their hot and cold patches and then just turned it on for the playoffs. 2013 was when we had that outstanding start, and maybe people said they cooled off, but I think they were still playing above average hockey for that shortened season. And it just wasn't as highlighted because of how great their start to the season was. Mm-hmm. But every year the Hawks have won the cup. I think they've had that dominance.
Their the talent has been unreal.
Yeah.
Not, you know, I don't think it's ever been like, out of nowhere, these guys. Oh, who the fuck is this? Okay.
Yeah, no.
Jeff Kane, Taze, Bufflin, Keith. You knew these guys were good, and then they really hit it. The Panthers, I see they're there. Oh. They have the talent. Is it playoff run talent? Like 7-game series. Listen, if it was one and done, or you know, like the NFL, hey, listen, I'll put all my money on them making the Stanley Cup. But it's not. It's, you know, you're looking at teams like, who have the experience, who have the stars, who are very consistent. That's the key here, consistency. And the Panthers, they could do it. Don't get me wrong. They can prove me wrong. I hope so. But I really hope they do. I really hope they make it. That'd be so sick. But I think that with the amount of talent and consistency in the league right now, of how fucking good some of these teams are in the playoffs.
I don't know if, Mark, I don't know if you wanted to respond to that.
I mean, agree to disagree. That's what it is.
Yeah, I would say that guys like Barkov and Huberdeau and Bobrovsky are necessarily household names just yet. But I definitely see where Mark Levesque and Mark Krasinski are both coming from. Please keep your shirt on.
It's hot in here, isn't it?
Oh, yikes. You know what? Let me finish my thought and I'll join you guys. But I wouldn't say that those guys are household names, but I definitely don't think they're on the other end of the spectrum where they've come out of nowhere. I think they've been established talents in the league for a while now. But no.
I think it's getting hot. It's just getting.
Oh my goodness.
It's getting hot.
Buddy. Well, you're taking the pads off. Somebody else who was recently with Florida and then signed a PTO with the Blackhawks, who we mentioned in another podcast, is also taking the pads off, sadly. Scott Darling came back from playing overseas to sign a PTO with Florida. Florida's already got two strong goaltenders, and now he came to the Hawks to sign a PTO with the Ice Hogs. He played one game with them, gave up 5 goals on 27 shots, and he is no longer with them anymore. Boys, let's jump over to Mark the Truth, because you were a little bit more of the correct party here when we talked about this at first. What's going on in that mind of yours?
I mean, I told you guys, I don't think we'll ever see him make the roster. And I don't think he'll be around very long.
That's what I said.
I think he literally had one opportunity to show whether or not he still had anything in the tank. And whether or not he blew that opportunity and just wasn't prepared and he still does, you know, we'll never know. He might get the opportunity somewhere else. But I think with us and the goaltenders we have, like, he had one opportunity to show that he could still give you that goaltending effort, but he blew it.
Hot in here, eh, boys?
I said it the first time. I'll say this the second time when they signed him. Pointless.
Yep.
It was pointless. I mean, I get it. I mean, like, listen. I said it was pointless. Was it pointless? No. At this point in the season, if you're the Hawks, do whatever you want. Sign random dudes. Fucking bring in talent. Who cares? You have nothing to lose besides those players you just signed. That's it.
I think it could have been yeah, he's back. Technically still a free agent, and if he's not too busy talking physics with his wife. But moving along to the Hawks, I know we're a very biased podcast, but wow, that goal from Kurashev the other night was actually compared to the great Super Mario's goal. Mark, you were the one who actually sent me that.
I saw
the goal, but I didn't see the comparison until you sent me that. What do you think about that comparison?
I always send those because I think they're so funny. It's like you look at, like, in the NFL, Drew Locke will make a great pass, and then compare it to, like, Tom Brady. It's like, yeah, they're hockey players. All of them should be able to do something like this. And when he did it, I was like, that's cool. And I sent that. I was like, let's see him now put up the numbers like Mario. So they compare him to these great people. I'm like, I'm like, now you're expecting this from every day, but if this was like a horseshoe up the ass, like Colin said, here, take this. Rand up there, playing the Red Wings, and he did it. So now if he does it again, yeah. So I always think it's funny when they compare, like, just normal guys to the greats. Like, I mean, you look at, like, when someone in the NBA does something great, next, you know, like, they're putting them up next to Jordan or LeBron, and you're like, he had 30 points tonight, and he averages 5. He's not going to do this again. But I just thought it was fine. I mean, the goal
it was still a phenomenal display of skills. And of course, like we said, it was against the Red Wings, though. I think what you kind of beat around the bush talking about there was the difference between Mario and Philip Kurashev is they both have the skill to make the NHL and pull that type of a move off. It's the consistency. I think Mario is one of the greatest of all time because the consistency was there. I don't know if it's there yet with Kurashev. He's still young and still has time to prove himself.
It could be. I love the comparisons.
Yeah. Mark, the truth, you're shaking your head over there. What do you have to say?
I mean, I agree. I mean, everyone in the NHL has that ability. You've seen it from random players where they pull off a crazy goal like that, but can't really compare it. Like, you can compare it in the aspect that he pulled off basically the same exact movie. You can't compare being the same type of player.
Very true. Well, also this past week,
and like
go ahead. Sorry, I didn't want to cut you off.
I was gonna say, I think, like, you know, as far as saying that, like, he could be the next Mario Lemieux, like, I don't think so. I think generational talent like that comes around, like, every 10 years, and I don't think we're going to see a generational talent like that for a while.
I forgot. I wanted to bring something up to you, Mike. Did you see your boy, Ryan Whitney, was on Barstool Sports talking about Sidney Crosby?
Well, he's always on Barstool Sports. Yeah. He works for Barstool.
Oh, well, no, he was on with Big Cat. Sorry.
Was Big that Cat. Pardon My Take? I don't listen to those other podcasts.
I saw it on Instagram, so I was going to send it. But Big Cat asked him, who's your top 5 right now? And he said – in no particular order, but he kind of gave an order. He said, and I quote, Gretzky, Lemieux, Crosby, or Howe.
That's not that bad of a list.
And I looked, I thought it over, and I was like, yes. I was like,
I'm surprised he didn't put himself on it, because, you know, he's got a vodka company and all. He's got Penguin.
But I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, Sidney Crosby's top five.
No doubt.
I mean, Bobby Orr's up there. Yeah, I mean, obviously one of the greatest scorers. But I just wanted to get your take on that, because it was. I don't know if you had Sidney Crosby's 1,000th game on here.
Oh, I do. We can jump to that. That's fine. We'll jump back to the Hawks afterwards. But Sidney Crosby got honored the other night, despite there not being any fans in attendance, which is kind of a shame. But I hope when fans are back in the building, they can give him one more standing ovation. What an awesome video they put together of all his milestones, all his friends, teammates. Even Patrick Kane was in that video giving him.
Here we can.
All right, sorry about that, folks.
I look like my name's Vinny.
I had a what?
I what look like mean? My name's Vinny.
Hey, yeah, it's kind of an Italian thing. We all look like we're Vinny's. Oh, my cousin Vinny. Sorry about that. My computer died with about 50% to go just because of how cold it is. But we're all plugged into the charger now. I have to get a little closer to the edge of my rink here just to keep it alive. We were talking about Crosby's 1,000th game. Beautiful montage they put together. Even Patrick Kane wished him a happy 1,000th game. And a lot of legends in that video. So Pittsburgh fan, I'll say, Mark Krasminski, take it away.
What is there to say? I mean, we've been saying it for the past 5 years, one of the greatest. I think right now he's the only top five player that still plays. I think he's top five of all time. I mean, it's hard to put him past some players because he's still playing. And that happens a lot, but I think he's – I don't think anyone else – I mean, you can – on that plays right now is close to how good he is, his career-wise. That's pretty much it.
I look like Sidney Crosby right now. Mark, let's go to you, the truth. What do you have to say?
I mean, good for him. I'm not a Sidney Crosby fan, but, I mean, it doesn't take away from what he's done.
Well, you're stupid.
I mean, he's definitely one of the best players of all time. I'm not a fan of him.
Listen, bud, like, you're if I saw him at a
bar, I'd be like, eh, get out of my bar.
Okay, I'm done. Get out of here. You're a loser. You're a loser.
Yeah,
you're a loser.
You,
you're
fuck
a loser.
You.
I'm gone.
You smell like trout. You probably eat the fish skin. When your mom makes fish, she probably rips the skin off and throws it down the stairs and goes, here's your dinner, asshole. I'm going to start bringing this term back, you fucking douchebag. Hi, I'm Mark. I don't like Sidney Crosby. What are you, a communist?
No.
I like the Panthers. Go fuck yourself, bud.
I just hit my computer with a snowball because of you.
You're not impressed anymore. You're not.
Hey, listen. I hope you're happy.
That's what a communist would
say. Did you guys see me almost step into the snow over there? It's about up to my waist. I would have died.
Yeah.
My screen's all wet now. Because of you, Levesque.
Can we get F's in the chats for Mark here?
Jesus, can we kick him? Is there a way to kick him?
I mean,
I want to physically kick you right now. No, stay here. But I want to physically kick you is what I meant.
Let's get off this topic. Next.
How are you not? Yeah, okay. We'll go back to the Hawks, as I said I would. We talked about the Kuryshev goal, but Kane had a phenomenal spinorama goal. It feels like he's doing that all the time. You know,
I'm gonna say at this point, who cares? It's Patrick Kane. He's doing his things, and I'm not surprised anymore. Like when other players are like, oh yeah, it was great, but when Patrick Kane does, he goes, he did it yesterday.
Oh,
he's just playing at that level right now.
Yeah, that hurt my heart a little bit.
Well, you know what I'm saying. He just does it so regularly. That it's nothing. We can't. There's no.
You're not wrong, but he's still the most exciting player to watch.
Connor McDavid's up there.
I
never said Connor McDavid's number one. I said he's up there.
I would say number two, right behind Kane. Kane just makes it so much more exciting. McDavid's fun for the speed, but what would you say, Mark? The truth.
He agrees with me. That's it.
I mean, same thing. Like, when it's been, well, it's something we're used to at this point.
We've been seeing this for over 10 years with the kid.
Can't even call him a kid anymore. He's kind of an old man. Look at that receding hairline.
Come on. He's always a kid.
Always a kid. Always a kid. That's for sure.
We've seen it all the time with them. Like, get a new moves, kid. Like, go to the fucking my park and buy new moves. He probably has enough fucking coins.
Oh, no, because if it broke, don't fix it. It's just something that we don't get, like, overhyped about anymore because we've been spoiled with it. You know, for other people, when they see him do stuff like that, it's like, oh, my God, that's crazy. But for us, we see it every game. So it's just something we've come accustomed to.
Well, get new moves for me. Like, fuck everyone else. Like, I want to see some new moves. Like, let's see.
No, just
start being a fucking Ovechkin slap shotter. Fuck the head. Just start scoring goals. Like, fuck
Kane,
your
Kane
team.
Kane has a nifty slap shot, I have to say. Like,
I want
to
see.
It doesn't come out a whole lot, but
I want to see more Mamba mentality out of the kid. Just fucking, just everywhere you are, just shoot it.
I want to see him start playing like John.
Like who? John Scott. Yeah.
No, he's like John Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
John Wayne Gacy.
Mike's built
no.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Wait, no, I'm not. I don't want to
John,
be built like
he
that.
Looks
guy.
Like
that's
he
looks like
he had one of his.
He looks like he picked Mike up and Mike started talking about the Chicago Blackhawks and threw him out real quick.
That's my superpower. Nobody will ever abduct me because I talk way too much. Something Kane did bring out that was new were his skates with covers on them that were dedicated to Willie O'Ree, the basically Jackie Robinson of hockey. He was the first African-American hockey player, played for the Boston Bruins. Finally, after all these years, got his number retired by the Bruins, I guess better late than never. Got put in the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, and it was Black History Month this month, so Kane celebrated that along with a bunch of other players. What did you guys think of those skates? I thought they were actually pretty cool.
I thought
design.
They were cool. I mean, going back to William O'Ree, whatever it's pronounced his name,
Willie O'Ree.
Yeah, so my Ree boy, I always saw him on NHL Hut team, but I never picked him up because his skating wasn't that fast, so I never picked him up. He was a good card for the price, but I never picked him up because he never matched up with my other players in the speed. But
he was
player.
Of a different era, much yeah, slower like, era of hockey, yeah. But still a legend. Levesque, what do you think
of the skates?
Yeah, and of
I like
Uri.
They were sick. When he gets some, when he gets one for the Dusters with Mark's face on it. No,
I'd buy that.
Nope.
I'd spend.
Nope.
Give me my whole bank account.
No. Whose face were you getting on it, Mark?
Dale Earnhardt.
Thank you.
on
our sleeves, I want Dale Earnhardt.
Skates and stuff like that. Like the NFL literally fines players for putting like colors that don't match their team. Like I think it's stupid. Like I think they should be allowed to customize their cleats however they want and their skates.
There's always an argument about how I keep saying on this podcast, I'm not thinking. There's always an argument about how basketball players, baseball players to an extent, and even football players, it's funny that you bring it up in that way because a lot of people say even football players are allowed to brand themselves and really show their personality. And there's not enough of that is the argument in hockey, which is why it's cool when a player does something like this and wears those type of skates. My argument is, yes, I agree with that. I think there should be a lot more branding of these players in hockey. I think it'll grow the sport. I think it needs to happen. However, I think if you want to look at branding and standing out and being yourself in hockey, you just have to look to goalie masks. I think guys say a lot about their personality with that, but I don't think it would work as well with skater helmets. I don't think you could have a bunch of different skaters running around the ice with
confusing.
Like I wouldn't like it, but I do think something like this, like with your skates or, you know, guys get custom sticks, guys get custom gloves. Vegas even gets custom helmets and makes them all gold, but none of those things really stand out. The Vegas helmets do, but none of those things really stand out to just the average viewer because hockey is so much further away from the fans. Like when you're watching somebody in the NFL run, you're looking at them, you're looking at how they run and you're seeing, oh, those are some weirdly colored cleats or whatever. Like when you're watching hockey on TV, you really can't get that close. And the game moves so fast that you're like,
I beg to differ because you look at Ovechkin, you have the reason why these players like football players, I can't see their cleats. It's so far away at the green, but basketball players, you can see their shoes and they have so many custom colors everything, owned shoes. I mean, I never got why hockey never said, oh, new Patrick Kane skates. Like, they basketball puts a name to shoes. Like, and you buy those shoes. I don't remember the last time someone bought a pair of Nikes and it wasn't Kyrie's, Kobe's, you know, LeBron's, one of those. Like, you could start putting names to shoes, like doing custom.
These are Flyknits. They don't have a name to them. But
yeah, well, basketball Nikes. Shoes.
But yeah, like, I know what you're saying.
But, like, basketball shoes have the whole color schemes that are cool. And constantly in the NHL, the only really player you see do anything is the yellow laces. Ovechkin, that's it.
Old laces, yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you could add, like, there's a like, endless possibilities of adding colors.
Tinted visors.
Yeah, add colors. Who says your skates have to be fucking black? You can add fucking different colors. Your team colors, throw red in there. Throw some more red than black. Let's see it. You're the Hawks, or you're a different team. But no one does it, so... I mean, I don't think it's the leagues telling them they can't do it, because the NBA dudes wear two different shoes on the same night. And I honestly, I don't know what I would do it. No, but I think it's sick. I'm like, yeah, you can. You're that good. LeBron did it the other night. It just looks sick when you're that good. But I think, shit, you can do so much with skates. Like, you look at fucking EASHL and NHL 21 and 20. There's endless skates you can get. I'm like, why not do something with those? Come on, add some color. Give us something. I want to see some all white skates. Like, come on.
I think part of it is when you are in the hockey world, you can get chirped for different things. Like, if you have tinted visors. Now, at Lake Tahoe this weekend, everybody had tinted visors because they were playing, you know, in the sun and stuff like that. And we'll get to – we definitely have to mention the Lake Tahoe games in a little bit. But, you know, Ovechkin used to have the tinted visor – so, you know, there's some negativity to creativity in the NHL, in the hockey community. However, I'm one of those guys that when October comes around, like, I'll rock the black laces. I have in the past before. I'll rock orange even. I didn't buy orange. I'll rock red when, you know, it's February Valentine's Day, I guess, or just straight up for the Blackhawks. But I love the creativity. And if you guys love creativity too, and you want to create your own podcast, sorry, that was a rough ad read. I have to say, as much as we love Anchor, they have been giving me some problems. Excuse me, sir.
Sorry. About a little ambiance.
Anchor has been giving me some problems, so I apologize to some of you who are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. The audio quality hasn't been as great because I've had to, like, low tech get the audio up there. Hopefully this week will be a lot better and I could sort out those issues. But let's jump back in. Mark, did you have something to say about the creativity and the marketing, the players?
I did.
Conversation?
So,
no, not you, Mark.
No.
You know what I just realized? We had two Marks and two Mikes on the podcast tonight.
It was weird.
That got confusing.
It was. I don't know.
As far as players, I mean, do whatever you want. You know, NBA, like PJ Tucker, he wears one pair of shoes to the arena, carrying two pairs of shoes that he's going to play in the game in, and then usually has another pair in his backpack that he's going to bring out in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
These. So, I mean, you can do that with the NHL. You're not going to change your cleats every single period. Or not your skates every single period. But you have the opportunity to stand out and, like, do stuff differently. Like, I don't think there's any fines for wearing custom skates. Just players don't do it. I just don't think they care enough.
That's true. Well, something we care about, or at least I do, former Chicago Blackhawk and now Edmonton Oilers, Slater Cuckoo, in the Battle of Alberta, broke his collarbone last week. He was lighthearted about the subject and posted, "Battle of Alberta 1, my collarbone 0. But we want to wish him some well wishes and get feel better soon. That's not a fun situation to be in. Don't break your collarbone. Yikes. Ouch.
I'm fucking dent in my head.
Yeah, don't get a dent in your head either.
I already have one, don't worry.
Players that do make a dent, though, and are worthy of captain nominations for teams that do not have a captain. First on the list that comes to mind after this week, Nico Hischier. Nico Hischier was named the Devils' captain. I don't know what number captain he is in franchise history, but expected move or a little bit of a shocker, mark the truth.
The Devils.
I mean, yeah, nobody gives a shit about the Devils. Moving on.
Anything that Hugh doesn't surprise. You know, one year they're like ridiculous. They start off super hot and all of a sudden they suck. It's like, yeah, it's the Devils. You're used to it.
I feel like that's Buffalo too. And the two teams are playing each other tonight. So I wouldn't bet on them. They're kind of wishy-washy. It could kind of go either way. Yikes. Yeah, I know. Talking about teams that we don't care about. Oh, God. Rough. But teams that we care about here in the Chicagoland area, two of them are baseball teams. And pitchers and catchers reported this past week as spring training started back up. No real news to report here, unless you guys have anything in the baseball world. Cubs are kind of retooling. White Sox are looking at making a deep playoff run and possibly even going for the World Series. We have a Cub fan and a Sox fan here to go to. I mean, I'm a Sox fan, but let me get the thoughts from the Cub fan first. Mark Krasinski, what do you think about your team this year?
Are you joking me?
Am I joking what? You?
Am I kidding you?
Are you kidding me?
It hurt seeing you Darvish leave because he came out with the top 100 and he cracked the top 50. I think he cracked the top 30.
Who was your catcher that went with him in the trade? That wasn't Contreras, was it?
No, it doesn't matter.
He texted you, Darvish, and he said, "Na na na na, hey hey hey, goodbye," or "You gone," or something like that. And you, Darvish, said, "Yeah, you too." Like the guy didn't even realize he was part of the trade. Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Well, the Cubs have always had we've always had good starting pitchers, right? We've always had a solid starting pitcher. Relievers are bad. And now you go and you get rid of Yu Darvish, our fucking ace. I mean, we still have Kyle Hendricks, but now Yu Darvish. And we signed Jake Arrieta. I'm sorry. But we can sign Jake Arrieta, but we can't re-sign Darvish. We can't find the money moving around. We signed Arrieta, who's on the last leg of his career. He's not the same Arrieta he did with the Cubs. He's not. I'm sorry. And you fucking give him money instead of trying to find some relievers or someone to replace Yu Darvish that's young, that has potential, that could learn under Hendricks and learn under, you know, this Cub organization. Because this Cub organization, I'll be honest, has always had good starting pitchers. I'm sorry, you look in the past, we have, right? Hasn't been the worst. You get rid of Darvish? I mean, if these, like I said, if these these prospects come out, be good. Because remember, some of our players now were prospects. Chris Bryant was a prospect. He was a top prospect. Good player now. Then okay. But I just think it's not right to get out of it because the Cubs can win games. But yeah, just go to the Sox. Sox, Mark, what do you think about the Sox? They're good. I mean, we know they're going to make a playoff run because they want it. They want it really bad this year.
They do.
I'll answer this question for you. They want it really bad. I think they're going to make a playoff run. I think they're going to get far. It comes down to their pitching right now. They have the defense. They have the infield, outfield. Like I said, solid, good outfield, good core players. Hitting, one of the best hitting teams last year. Could work a little bit with consistency sometimes. But comes down to pitching. The one thing, Tim Anderson, yeah, you don't have to say his name.
Tim Anderson, TA7, baby.
But the only thing you need to work on that kills every team is pitching. Look who's won last year, and look at the two teams that were in it. Great pitching. The Sox, their relievers aren't there, which I'm hoping they are. But, I mean, I think I answered that question pretty well. I think they're going to make a good run. They smell it. They smell it. But do they smell it too much? Because some teams, they smell it. They want it. They have it. And then they just shit themselves.
Yeah.
So are they going to have an unreal regular season, be a first seed, and then, woo, first round gone, second round gone? Or are they going to have a good season and fucking just bend over whoever they face in the playoffs?
Mark the Truth, would you disagree on the pitching considering that we have Aaron Bummer, who is ranked seventh best reliever in the league, and now Liam Hendricks? And what about starting pitching? What are your thoughts on the team as a whole, especially the pitching?
I mean, I think our offense is great, but you have to look at it as the fact that it was a shortened season. You know, people like Roberts didn't have a full season. You know, he faced pitchers, but now he's getting a full season where pitchers are going to face him multiple times. So his numbers may not look the same as they did last year. But other than that, like, I think our outfield's great. I don't like the addition of Adam Eaton. That's just me.
Just because you don't like him as a person.
Our infield's great.
Not that I don't like him as a person. I just, you know, we got rid of him because he was getting slower. His production wasn't there anymore. And then we brought him in. Like, I think there was other opportunities for other outfielders to bring in or someone else to help in the DH spot. But as far as our pitching, you know, it's great. You know, we signed a lot of great, like, relief pitchers, but that never works out for us. You know, we signed one of the best closers a few years ago, and what happened with it? Nothing. So I don't necessarily think that it's going to make that much of a difference. I think it just comes down to if the pitchers can perform like they're supposed to. Like, I didn't like bringing in Dallas Keuchel last year, but he proved me wrong. You know, hopefully the relievers we brought in proved me wrong, but we always have an issue with bringing in relievers that are high names and they just don't pan out.
I think Dallas Keuchel proved you wrong to an extent, but I don't think you were 100% wrong there, because he showed some inconsistencies too, especially in that playoff series against that wild card playoff series against Oakland. And that seems to be our struggle always, is pitching. Like you mentioned, we get in these high end pitchers and just something happens and they don't perform. I know he was coming off of surgery, but Jake Peavy was never the same. Don't even get me started on the James Shields trade. That was, especially looking back these days when you realize we don't have Fernando Tatis.
We don't talk about that.
That's true. That's true.
We don't talk about it. You're talking about it.
I'll stop right there.
Got a fat contract with the Padres.
White Sox fans are screaming everywhere.
He did.
It hurts. It really hurts.
What's funny, though, is that had he stayed with the Sox,
he would not have been good.
What?
He
would have signed him to a contract that was like nothing.
Yeah, so he definitely got his payday.
Somehow works magic with his players.
Yeah.
I don't get it either.
Did you see what?
But yes, excited for the Sox season this year, that's for sure. Pitching has always been a question.
What's his name? This analyst was talking about Tatis, how he just hits bombs whenever, just throws the bat. He was like, fuck everyone. He pretty much said, fuck everyone. Just Tatis, don't discourage it. See the bat flips. He doesn't do it out of disrespect. He does it because he just hit a fucking 500-foot fucking bomb. Let's see a bat flip. Fucking, how are you supposed to gloat? If I hit a 500-foot bomb, I would tell the pitcher, I just shat on your chest. Here's a fucking baby wipe, pussy.
OBJ.
Exactly. I would fucking throw – I would literally turn around and throw my bat as hard as I can in my own dugout and walk. And around my base, just keep spitting on people.
Remind me to duck and cover every time that you're up to bat. If we ever get our – hopefully we could get a spring league or summer league going this year. That'd be fun. But, Tim Anderson's bat flips are awesome. Jose Bautista's I thought was great.
He's the greatest bat flip of all time. You can't prove me wrong.
People who get offended at him are just
– I don't understand Jose at all.
Who? Jose Bautista? I
don't understand him.
He has the greatest bat flip of all time, and I'm sorry. You just can't.
Oh, yes, he does. I just don't understand where his power came from.
When he hit that
and went from being
could be steroids. We don't speculation.
Like the man went from being benched on Pittsburgh, and then all of a sudden he goes to the Blue Jays, and now he's hitting 50 home runs a season. Shit, don't add up.
Real the hot takes, folks. And here it is. You heard it live, Jose. Jose Bautista is doing steroids, folks. You heard it right here. Mark the Truth, our insider. He was up in Toronto all of last year.
He put it in his butt for him.
He was in Buffalo all of last year.
I don't think it's a hot take. I think you go from two home runs your whole career to all of a sudden hitting 40, 50 home runs. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Mark was also involved.
Unless you're just that good of a hitter where you found one little.
Mark was also involved in.
Was I involved in?
Ratting out Barry Bonds for steroid abuse, Mark McGwire, steroid abuse, as well as Lance Armstrong. He actually went to France, the Tour de France. Yeah. And that's why your name is Mark the Truth, because you're uncovering all these truths.
I say bring them back. Bring back steroids in baseball. You know
you were
how
just,
fun that would be?
You were just uncovering.
60 home runs a season?
You were just uncovering who did steroids to show the league, hey, look, this many people are doing steroids. Let's get them back in the league. It's pointless to fight it.
Yeah. Those are rookie numbers. We got to bump those numbers up.
It's exactly what you said to Lance Armstrong, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This guy's tuning
out.
He's
got one. He's got to bump that up.
It's shiny.
You know what else was shiny this past weekend was the ice at Lake Tahoe. The NHL did, I thought, a phenomenal job building the rink, setting the scene. It was beautiful. I don't know if you guys got a chance to catch any of the games. The lake being right there, people were out on canoes, the mountains, the sunset across the mountains. The only issue was there was a little too much sun. That Saturday afternoon, it was 34 degrees.
Oh, shit, this is fucking sun. I don't know why they didn't put it at night.
The logo at the center of the ice, there were some dark areas, like where the trees were and the silhouettes of like hockey players underneath the ice. Those parts were attracting a little too much sunlight and making it a little too slushy out there for the players. Guys were taking nosedives even when nobody was around them, which was kind of funny to watch, but it could also be very dangerous, especially if, you know, you're in a full-on NHL game, heat of the battle, and you twist an ankle or something like that. I played on some of that ice this weekend at Dirksen. It was kind of coming undone here, even though we had below 32 degree temperatures. Did you guys get a chance to watch any of these two games, though? I thought the NHL did a phenomenal job.
The Lake Tahoe one, I thought it was just stupid. It was during, I mean, they should have done what they usually do. I think that would have been so much sicker at night with the lights and the moon if it was, because it was a clear night, I think. But it's a fucking sun. It's going to get hot there. But that's pretty much it. I just want to keep this is pretty short of my take. They should have done what they usually do. You know, teams get there like 9, 10 o'clock. Home team gets ice first. They can do their thing. Second team comes in, you know, by 1, 2 o'clock. The ice is cut up. They fix it. Boom, they're playing by 9, 10 o'clock. Golden.
And Mark, what say you, other Mark?
I mean, I have no issue with it, whether it was too sunny or not. You know, it is what it is. It's still fun. I think it's something that they're going to continue to do, and I think that's something they'll look at next year. Is like, okay, maybe we do it later in the day or change something with how we set it up where the sun is a little bit different. Not where the sun's different. They set it up somewhere where it's not as sunny.
They did resume the game at 11 o'clock Central Time here. We were watching it. The sun was just going down in Lake Tahoe, so a lot better ice conditions. But, I mean, the setting was just beautiful. I loved the idea of not worrying about whether or not fans are there. It was on the 18th hole of a golf course. I mean, can you get much better than that? It was just – it looked so pure. It looked like hockey is supposed to be played. I was a huge fan of it. That is why Lake Tahoe is our pod. God, I always screw this up, and it's my own segment. Pond of the Pod. Pond of the Pod. Why can't I? Oh, my goodness. Pond of the Pod. Throw some more of those Lake Tahoe pictures up here. I want to see them all. Put them all over our faces. Oh, I'm the one who edits it, so, yeah, I'm going to be doing that. Pond of the Pod. Yeah, Lake Tahoe, just an awesome job from the NHL. They had to go through some adversity as well. By the end of it, the Avalanche defeated the Vegas Golden Knights. We didn't even talk about the jerseys yet. The Avalanche wore their retro jerseys, retro reverse ones, which were the Nordique inspired ones. So it was the actual Colorado Avalanche colors, but the Nordiques logo.
Those were so sick.
Those were phenomenal. And then I don't know about you guys. I know we bashed them before, and we said that Vegas third jersey or retro reverse, whatever you want to call it, was not a great jersey. I thought they looked awesome. Even though red doesn't go well in their regular gray jerseys, I thought these looked very cool, having red being their primary color. Their shoulder patch was now their front crest, the chest, the sword with the star. The Vegas knight head was on the shoulders.
Those are so sick.
The jerseys themselves were an homage to one of the former hockey teams. It was a semi-pro team that used to play in Vegas.
Vegas Hockey.
No.
That's the name, and we're sticking to it.
What was their name? I'm looking it up right now. This is
Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Mark, while I'm looking this up, let's go to you. What did you think of that first game, at least?
Wait, Mike, don't move. Mike, do not move.
Why?
Wait, just don't move. Hold on. Why does Mike look like the scary movie? Fucking, oh, where's the photo? Why does he kind of look like the scary movie for Unfriended right now?
What?
I don't know, the way that the lights hang off your face.
I
don't know.
I can't find it. I looked it up this weekend. We'll have to edit all of this out of the podcast. I'm just kidding. I'll leave it in there. I'm not doing that much editing. But I thought the design on the jerseys was actually cooler than expected. Were they the Isotopes? I don't.
It doesn't matter. Let's get this thing rolling. We're going pretty long here.
We are. Second game got pushed back between Boston and Philly. Not as excited about these jerseys. I think Boston bringing back the bear that looked like he stoned on the side, the Winnie the Pooh bear. I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan. Philadelphia, though, their jerseys were cool. It was a throwback to the 70s style jerseys. It's fine with me. It's whatever. Overall, beautiful, beautiful production from the NHL. And going forward, I think they should just pick a spot and play some hockey. Don't worry about if you could put fans in the stands. Just play in some remote areas. Where would you guys want to see a game if that were the case? Let's go to Mark Levesque first. Is he there?
Where would I want to see a game?
Yeah, just like anywhere.
Antarctica. Fuck you. Next question. I see these motherfuckers playing in Antarctica.
Las Vegas Thunder. Sorry to cut you off, but see Sweden. Oh, very nice.
Yeah, Sweden.
You don't have to worry. Don't worry about an arena. Just go out in like a pond in Sweden or whatever. It would have been cooler if they were playing an actual pond, which some of the players thought they were going to be, but it wouldn't have really worked out is basically what it is. You can't really predict the ice on that given day if it's even going to be playable out on a pond. But yeah, the V shape logos,
just put it in the middle. We can't see it.
Yeah. I'll throw up the stuff, but that was why the jerseys, you can't predict how the actual pond is going to be the day of. So the schematics, that's the word I was looking for. Schematics. Boom, baby. Schematics. That's the word I was looking for. And I found it in the brain. Shh. I'm having a victory here. You understand? I actually spoke English for once.
Next. What's next?
Next. You can't predict. You can't predict
it, but you can predict games.
That was a little transition there. Okay.
Very good. I'll stop talking. I was going to continue to talk about Lake Tahoe, but let's get those picks up in here.
Is it just me? Or is it getting fucking hot in here? These games have been bullshit.
It's hot, boys. It's hot.
It's fucking bullshit.
Oh,
the pants are off. It's fucking hot.
It's hot, boys.
I'm going to give you three days. This Friday, this Saturday, this Sunday. Friday, Boston, New York. Take Boston. Boston, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm not.
That's my mom. I'm good. It's hot in here.
Second, the Kings, Minnesota. Every time I bet against the Kings, they fuck me. So fuck you, LA. Pick Minnesota. Colorado, Arizona. Colorado. Yeah, sure. Why not? Just do it. I don't fucking care what you fucking do. You're a man.
That's gonna
Flyers, Buffalo. Buffalo, after that comment that woman left, that person left, was like, yeah, I put my dead someone up there in the stands because I had this cardboard back. Fuck you. Buffalo's losing every game. Kings at Anaheim. Washington Devils. Just do Capitals. I'm just going to go. Calgary, Ottawa. Just flip a coin out. Buffalo again. Choose the Flyers. Columbus, Nashville. Let's see Nashville win this game. Pittsburgh Islanders. Oh, fuck it. Choose Pittsburgh because any crowds would be killing. Dallas, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. Carolina, Florida. This is going to be a hard one. This can go either way. But give me Carolina for this one. I'm sorry. Give me Carolina. Give me the under in Carolina. I'm going to final score 3-1. Toronto, Edmonton. Give me Edmonton. Toronto's been playing well at all. Chicago, Detroit. Give me Chicago. Minnesota, LA, give me Minnesota. Colorado, Arizona, give me Colorado. Montreal, Winnipeg, give me Montreal. Vegas and Anaheim, again, you know how I feel about this. Next question, St. Louis, San Jose, take St. Louis. Sunday, not a lot of games. Boston, Rangers, take Boston. Take the Flyers. Take Columbus to beat Nashville. They've been playing good. Take the Capitals to beat the Devils. Pittsburgh to beat the Islanders. And Chicago to beat the Hawks. Chicago to beat Detroit back-to-back. And that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can parlay them. I've been doing a lot of the plus 60 minutes. It's been a tough week for me with work and winning bets. I'm on a losing streak. But I've been doing a lot more research. I found time. So I've been doing a lot of 60-minute finals. But take the parlays. This Friday, I'm going to give you my favorite pick. Take Boston and Philly. And all those games are postponed. So the only games are Boston, the Minnesota, and the Colorado. Take Boston, Colorado, Minnesota, those three teams. If you parlay them, you're fine. You can take, yeah. So that's it. But remember, do not take Anaheim. You know how you feel about that. Anaheim is like Mike. He's the Anaheim Ducks.
Don't touch him.
Dude, it's
don't touch them.
Oh, it's cold, but also no, it's actually hot in here, boys. But also, this ice isn't skatable, and I just clapped both of my kneecaps, so it's fine.
Mike, you might have to edit out something I said.
Yeah, I heard it. Don't worry.
Don't edit it out. Edit.
No, I'm editing that. Nope, it's not staying in. My kneecaps hurt so bad now. Yeah, man, don't get them checked out.
Exactly.
But that's it. I'm out of here.
All right. Well, don't get out of here too quickly, because Talking Pylons is brought to you by Rosie O'Reilly's Irish Pub and Grub, located at 0 North 131 North Gary Avenue in Wheaton, Illinois. Rosie's is your game day destination for all Chicago sports teams. These guys went to the School of Greatness, so you know the atmosphere is killer. Oh, gotta catch my breath. But you won't have to at Rosie's. You'll be down in them. Best of all, they're an Irish pub, so you know they have the liquor game on lock. And if you gander that I'd be a wee bit racist, just know that I'm a quarter Irish, so you can kiss me arse. And if you happen to catch the Joe Fidusters there, drinks are on me. Damn it, there goes my bank account.
Don't talk Rosie to me, I'll hit you.
Rosie O'Reilly's just installed new gambling machines, so bring your mask and have some fun in a safe, friendly environment. It's not that pigeon hockey player, Ryan O'Reilly. Why are we doing this?
Just keep talking.
Just located south of the Cosley Zoo and Geneva Road at 0 North 131 Gary Avenue in Wheaton, Illinois. Rosie O'Reilly's sleeveless shirts are a no-no.
That's what good pussy sounds like.
We can't
like.
Get in right now. I'm trying to do an ad here.
Just keep sleeveless going.
Shirts are a no-no. Shoes are a must. Please try to keep a civil tongue. And please refrain from lust. Enjoy responsibly. And these guys are enjoying themselves irresponsibly right now. I'm being irresponsible by not wearing a shirt outside. Don't do that, even though it is 37 degrees outside. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our teams for the 2021 Groundwork Hockey League Stanley Cup Final. The New York Americans versus the California Golden Seals.
Fuck you.
Mark Krasinski versus Mike Cross. It's going to be a good one, folks. Be there June 26th. And June 25th is the night before. That's that Friday night. That's the skills competition. Be there for all of it, boys and girls. This year, we're going big. And this year, the trophy's coming home.
No, it's not. What the fuck are you talking
about? Yeah, it is. The trophy's coming home. I just gouged my ice up here, boys. Trophy's coming home, boys. Well,
one thing to say, fuck you. Fuck the Golden Seals. Fuck the SHO. We're bringing it back to back. We're partying with it. And Mike gonna sit there and cry. Like,
that's gonna be you.
Why bend him over and have a victory sex with them? Fuck you.
Not
on that note.
Not preferred.
I'm out. Yeah,
on that note, I'm out. See you guys next week. We'll have more to talk about. And, a lot more SHL. A lot more NHL too, boys. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.